Chagiga Per Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We discussed the last few Mishnayos in Per Beis. We're discussing the Chomrim that were put into place. Maisa Chulin, Maisa Truma, Kodesh, Chatos. And now we have another din. Chomrim Ba Kodesh Mi Ba Truma. There's another Madrega. But there are different ways of transmitting Tumah that are not considered a fanum of Nigi or a fanum of transferring Tumah, Kabbalah's Tumah, Legabe Truma, that are there Legabe Kodesh. Again, these are all Dinim de Rabbanan. They're called, there's 11 Chumris that we're going to see now over Kodesh, over Truma. The 11 are called in the Gemara, they're Milus. They're Milus, Milus also by Kodesh. So Chomim by Kodesh, by Truma, Shmat Bilin Kelim, B'Tech Kelim, Le Truma. Here we're not talking about transmitting Tumah, we're talking about Tvila. We're talking about that by Truma, theoretically, you could put into a mikveh a kli b'tach kli. So the case is that, let's say, he has a big jug that he wants to be tovel, and he fills up the jug with all sorts of little knives and forks and whatever it is. Instead of dunking in one after another, he could just put the big jug in, and he could be cuddled a bunch of things. It works for Tfilas Kalim, which is what we do today. It works. Why? Because the water is around, and it goes into the clean, it floats around. The discussion over here in the Gemara is, legabe a problem like this. What happens if there's very little ear space in the opening of the big kli? That means it's a very small opening. It's less than the shear, what's called in the Gemara, B'loshna Gemara, less than the shear, Shveferes Hanoid. Shveferes Hanoid is basically a straw. And what that does is let's say you have two mikvois, so you have two bodies of water. What defines them as connected? When they're connected, if they're connected only microscopically, that's not called one body of water. If they're connected by enough of a chibur, which is the size, the width of a Shveferes Hanoid, that's called already it's one body of water. So the same thing is true. Water that goes into the bigger jug, picture dipping, dunking a big kli into a mikveh. The way you're being toivel, the smaller kelim that are besoicha, is the water that's in the big kli is considered connected to the water outside, and it's considered that the smaller kelim are also in the mikveh. What makes them in the mikveh? They're not surrounded by water. They are. They're surrounded by the water that goes into the bigger kli, and that water is mechuber to the water outside. It's one body of water. What happens if that opening of the kli is kishveferes hanoid, less than shveferes hanoid? So then, l'chor shouldn't work because it's not surrounded, it's not dunked in the water of the mikveh, it's dunked in water that went into the big kli. But that water is now separated from the mikveh. So the Mufashim explain, this is the way the Gemara Cheshim is it out, that it's not a problem. Because since that water is being metaher, the bigger kli, so that itself creates the chibur to the mikveh because it's all engaging in the same process of taharas hakelim. Says the Tosis Yom Tov, speaks out from the Gemara over here, this is the Sugya Daf Chof Beis, that if the outside, the big jug, was not now undergoing tvila because it's tummy, it's not tummy. Just you used it as a kli to put in 15 different little kelim in order to dunk them all conveniently at the same time. So then the outside kli, if the opening is very small, pox mishrefes hanoid, since you're not being tired of that outside kli, that water that's inside is not engaging in tahara. And then it's not part of the water of the mikveh. And if there's no chibur, natural chibur between the two, then it's considered not in the mikveh and it's not mitar the kelim. That's all before we start the Mishnah. Comes along our Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, L'chor, if you're being metayer, b'derech klal, a bunch of small kelim inside a big kli, l'chor, it should work. And it does work. L'truma, itaka, does work. Avaloy l'kodesh, why? There's no chshash. And this chshash, b'etzim, is a dover rocho kad mo'oid. L'gabi truma, we would not institute it. L'gabi kodesh, we will. We'll be afraid of a chetzitza because the smaller kelim inside weighed down the bigger kli. And because of that, no water got, because the smaller kli is blocking the ear space of the bigger kli, no water got to the walls inside the clay kibble of the bigger kli. That means the jug has, the big jar, jug, whatever you want to call it, has other stuff, and that blocks the water from going. It's a chshash rochuk, because b'derech klal, try dunking something in with a kli that's a drop smaller. Of course the water goes in. Nothing is earproof. Nothing is that solid that water doesn't go into the inside. But the chash rochuk, by kodshim they instituted, and then it's called a chatzitza, that the outer kli is not being nita, the outer kli is not being nita, and the male, the inner one, is also, there's no chibur to the mikvah like we just explained. This is the way the Gemara on the Daf Chof Beis explains this choymer. The Gemara brings another tzad that we're choshish, that you're going to be metaher. Inside this big jug, you're going to have one that has such a small opening, pochs mishrefer sanoid, where the only thing that's inside is thin needles that are less than the size of shrefer sanoid. And because of that, the water is not considered mechuber. And because of that, the guys are in every kli b'tar kli. Vinishvi, this is a klal that they made, that kli b'tar kli is not nita b'kodesh, even though it works by truma. That's the first mile over here. Big day oichle truma medris l'kodesh. This milo we already had in the previous din, that the begodim of oichle anything are medris l'gabi l'hoi madrega. That's the second milo of kochim over truma. Then the Mishnah says something else. Loike midis ha-kodesh midis ha-truma. So why the Mishnah introduced it with the different lashons in Tassant. And the milo over here is sheba kodesh matir u'menagev. We're talking over here about something that's tied up. Let's say you have a beged, an apron, and you want to be metairit to be used in preparation of oichle kachem. So the strings of the apron are tied. If something is tied tight and the water doesn't go in between the knots, that's mamash chatzitza. We're talking here about a loose tie where the water definitely goes in between the pieces of the strings that are tied up. But by kodesh, we're machmir, and we say you have to untie it. Matir, you have to untie it. Menagev, then you dip it in, and then you madvil. Menagev means if it was wet, let's say it fell into something that was tummy, you have to wipe it off also. You have to wipe off whatever's there, even though the water gets in. But midrabanu v'chayshish, umadvil, then you tovel in a mikveh, v'acha kayshish, then you can retie it. Ubetruma, no problem, you can be kayshish l'chadchila, v'acha kach madvil, it's not a problem at all. Mishnah Beis. Kelim anigmorim b'tahara, tzvichim tvilo la kodesh. Kelim that were made, and the craftsmen were especially careful, until after the Gemar Melocha, which is the point where it's Mekabal it's Tumah, where the Halacha of Tumah is Chal on Kelim by Gemar Melachtan. So what we're actually talking over here about a regular craftsman made it, and Amoritz made it, but since they wanted to use these Kelim, let's say it was Kli Cheres, and you wanted to use it for Kodesh, well, actually it would be Kli Cheres, because Kli Cheres can be Tevel and Mikvah. You have a metal Kli, and instead of it being Mekabal Tumah, what they did was they left it unfinished, and then a Chover, somebody who was Makban on Taharis, and you could trust him on Taharis, was the one who was Goyim Malachti Shalakli. So what's the problem? The Halach is, it needs Tefillah LaKodesh, we still give it a status of Tumah L'Gabi Kodesh. Why? The Gemara says, V'choshish, that Amoritz, when he was forming the Kli, maybe spat, a little roi came out of his mouth, and went on the Kli, and not all of it was wiped off. And there was a mashu there after the gemar, and memel the spit on the kli is mentam of the kli now. So memel needs another tvila, insofar as kodesh is concerned. I'm allowed the truma when I choshish that the gabi truma. Tosis Yomtiv points out based on Rishonim that it's not the tzvicha tvila kodesh. We don't give a mamish the status of tami. If something was mamish tami and it was tovled in a mikvah, in order to become fully toiled the gabi kodesh, it would need harav shemesh. Need to be the next day. Over here, we're not going to force Harav Shemesh on somebody who over here is being toivled with a Gemar Kli. That much we don't do. HaKli mitzaref mash b'seichel HaKodesh. This is another halacha. A Kli, a person has a Kli, a pan, let's say. And he has on a different chatichos of food. And one is grada tome. There's no reason why that cookie that's tame should be mitame all the other cookies. The cookie is touching the kli. The kli is touching the cookie. The kli can only become if the food is a rishon l'tumah. There's no reason why the kli that's not makabala status of a sheni should make the other cookie into a shlishi the gabi kodesh. Fendezve and Chazal Mesakin that if they're all in one kli, it's mitzuriv. Tziruv kli is a musik we find in different places on a daraisa level. Let's say different batches of dough that are in one kli could be considered one batch of dough to make a shir to be mechayiv challah. That, yeah. Over here, we're turning it into one oichel that's all parts of the same piece that became tummy. They're all tummy. That's a bazunder emailah that we have. Where's it negeya to? It's negeya. It's a mishnah in tvul yoim.
Tvul Yoyim is somebody who has a lower level of Tumah. Tvul Yoyim is, he was Toivel already, he's missing Harav Shemesh, so the Din De'Raisa is that he has a quasi-din of Tumah, he has a din Lifsol, he's not Mamish Tumah, he has a din Lifsol Trumah Bakadosh, he has a din, i.e. of a Sheni LaTumah, where Sheni LaTumah doesn't create Tumah, it just passels up Trumah Kachem. So the Mishnah in Tvul Yoyim says this din of Tziruf Kli Legabe Oichel, that says even though the Tvul Yoyim is only a Sheni, if a Tvul Yoyim touches one of these Chatichos, so we say that all the Chatichos are Nifsal, Milechel, Truma, or Kachem. Tashtetz, a Kol Shkein, if a proper Tome, the Chiddush is even a Tvul Yoyim is a Sheni, doesn't have a din proper Tome at all, for Desvegan he has the din of Tziruf Kli to passel up everything else. So that the Mishnah says, "Akli mitzav mashu b'seichel haKodesh avolei l'truma." Horvi b'Kodesh posel v'ashlishi b'truma. It sounds in the Mishnah like this din is only midirabbanan. It's a ma'ila she'osu. L'maisa, it's a major machlok sushen. Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, whether revi b'Kodesh din deraisa. If so, then the Mishnah included over here a ma'ila, even though it's deraisa. Revi b'Kodesh is posel. A sheni, let's say a tvul yoyim touched a chaticha, that touched the chaticha of kodesh, it becomes a revi. Vashlishi betruma, ubetruma nochadin im nitmis achas miyodov chaverta tohira. The din that we spoke about before, tumas yadayim, person touches oichel, that's a rishon. L'chore a rishon oichel should not be mitame odom. It's only mitame other oichel to be making a sheni. It's not mitame odom. There were guys at Tumas Yadayim, if he touched Eichel Tmeyo, it makes his hands into a Sheni LaTumo. On that, we say that if it touched one of his hands, Legabe Trumo, Chaveret Tetari, only has to wash one hand. You ever heard of Nitil Zadayim of one hand? The Hachona for Trumo, that's Stam Yadayim, Askoni Esheim, and they all have a status of Sheni. That's before he was Mezamin himself to Trumo. That's, of course, on both hands. But the din that if he touches something that he now becomes, his hand becomes a sheni, is only true legabi the hand that touched chaver to tairo ubakoidish matpil shteim. Bakoidish, you have the din that you need tefilas yadayim. It's not enough netilas yadayim. You have to be matpil shteim shayad mitames chaver to bakoidish avaloi bitruma. That din that echod mitamek creates a sense state of tumah and yad hasheni. That's only true bakoidish, not true legabe truma.